The Gospels According to Love, audio, Luke chapter 10, Jesus appoints 70, April 7th, 2005. After these things, Jesus appointed another 70. He sent them two by two before himself into every city and place where he himself would come. Therefore Jesus said to them, "The harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into love's harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes. Salute no one by the way. Into whoever's house you enter, speak first, that peace be unto this house. If children of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon them. If not, it shall return to you again. In the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Do not go from house to house. Into whatever city you enter and they receive you, heal the sick that are therein. Say to them, 'The kingdom of love has come close to you.' Into every city you enter and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same and say, 'Even the very dust of your city which clings to us, we do wipe it off against you. Remain confident that the kingdom of love has come close to you. I say to you, it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woes to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works that I have done in you were done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. It shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. You, Capernaum, be exalted to heaven, will be thrust down to hell. Those that hear you, hear me. Those that despise you, despise me. Those that despise me, despise the love that sent me." The 70 returned again with joy, saying, "Lord, all hate is subject to us through your name." Jesus said to them, "I beheld hate as lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread upon the angers and fears and hate, and power over all the ones who do not love. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Do not rejoice that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, "I thank you, Lord of heaven and earth. You have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, but revealed them to the babes. Even so, love, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things are delivered to me of love. No one knows who the Son is except the love, or who the love is except the Son, and those whom the Son will reveal to love. Jesus turned himself to his disciples and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes that see the things that you see. I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see the things you have seen and have not seen them. They desired to hear things you have heard and have not heard them. Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted Jesus, saying, 'Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' Jesus said to him, 'What is written in the law? How do you read it?' The lawyer said, 'You shall love the Lord your love with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.' Jesus said to the lawyer, 'You have answered right. If you do this, you shall live.' The lawyer, willing to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'Who is my neighbor?' Jesus answered him, 'There was a man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell upon thieves. They stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. By chance, there came down a good priest that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he was in that place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. A certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where the injured man was. When the Samaritan saw him, he had compassion on him. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. The Samaritan laid him on his own beast. He brought him to an inn and took care of him. After a couple of days, the Samaritan departed. He took 2 pence and gave them to the host, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever you spend more, when I come again, I will repay you.' Which now of the three do you think was a neighbor to him that fell among thieves?" The lawyer said, "He that showed mercy on him." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise yourself." Now it happened, as they went, Jesus entered into a village, and a woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Martha, busy with preparation and serving, concerned herself about Mary following Jesus, and came to Jesus. Martha said to him, "Lord, do you not care about my sister? Has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me." Jesus answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. Mary has chosen that good part, not to be taken away from her."